on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Busy roads.
AAA says a majority of travelers, nearly 104 million people, will drive to their holiday destinations this year. That's the second highest projected number on record after 108 million people hit the roads for the holidays back in 2019.
ABC's Ike Ajachi and crowded airports. The TSA screening more than 2.76 million passengers on Friday, with those numbers expected to jump as we get even closer to Christmas. Rescuers and hospital officials in Gaza say more than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, were killed in Israeli airstrikes on two homes. And today, the Israeli military says its troops arrested hundreds of alleged militants in Gaza over the past week and transferred more than 200 of them to Israel for further interrogation. A new report from the Commerce Department shows that inflation is slowing down thanks to falling prices and a resilient job market. The news boosting hopes of an interest rate cut from the Fed that could come as soon as March. This is ABC News. Heightened security measures ahead of traditional holiday celebrations, including the Times Square ball drop. ABC's Morgan Norwood has more from New York.
Federal authorities are ramping up security. They're on alert for violence and extremism amid the Israel-Hamas war. Now, to be clear, there have been no credible or specific threats, but according to a threat assessment obtained by ABC News, New Year's Eve in Times Square is an attractive target for foreign terrorist organizations due to the large crowds and media coverage. The FBI now has full-scale investigations, 100 of them tied to that Middle East conflict.
Another Omicron subvariant, now a concern to health experts. The World Health Organization keeping a close eye on the new COVID variant JN1. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton.
The reason why it's defined as a variant of interest is because of the type of mutation provides the opportunity for increased transmissibility and increased risk. But thankfully, the overall risk that we're seeing in hospitalization and death is relatively low, but it's likely associated to the increased rates of transmission.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Menards is celebrating Ryan Blaney's NASCAR championship with 12% off everything till Christmas. Tackle jobs around the house with Metabo power tools and accessories packed with features and the power to get the job done right. That's why Metabo is the choice of pros. Pick up an 18-gauge Brad Nailer for only $42.99 after 12% off. Hurry in before Christmas Day. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. Sorry, no price adjustments. See store for details.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. College students in Wisconsin promised to push back against new limits on diversity and inclusion efforts. Mike Moan reports.
The Board of Regents approved a deal pushed by Republican lawmakers to freeze DEI hiring so that schools could receive state funding for staff raises and campus construction projects. Jesse Segarra of the Wisconsin-based group Leaders Igniting Transformation sees the outcome as a dangerous precedent. She hopes student groups will be motivated to push back.
Student government associations in Wisconsin hold a great power and privilege to speak on behalf of the students, especially with working with chancellors and administrators and the dean of students.
Segarra says she's encouraging these associations to use their resources to support diversity efforts, encouraging students to attend meetings. Republican legislative leaders contend DEI programs are divisive. Their arguments come amid growing cultural debates at colleges and universities across the U.S. Segarra says diversity, equity, and inclusion programs were a tremendous help when she attended college in Wisconsin. She feels they can set students who feel they don't have a voice on a better path.
All students benefit, and especially students who come from different backgrounds, whether they come from big cities, small cities. Everyone benefits from these resources.
And researchers with Texas A&M University say their look into a specific DEI plan revealed an increase in enrollment for Latino students, among other positive benefits. However, the study also found that despite these efforts, Students felt that people on campus still tended to stay within their own identity groups. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some fog this morning that's going to burn off. It'll stay cloudy through the day today with a high right around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy showers late tonight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, a high of 50. More rain, maybe mixing with a little snow tomorrow night into Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and we are powered by Everlight Solar. Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome to a new episode of the Cripescast. I am joined in the Cripescast studio by Colleen Maraca. What's going on, Colleen?
We've moved stuff around, so I'm getting used to the new layout. I feel like I'm sitting here looking at you sideways, and I don't really like it.
Giving me the side eye.
Side eye. Unintentional. But yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Had the Cripes Christmas party last night.
We did.
That was fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah. We rented out the basement of North Avenue Market in Milwaukee.
Really great. Yeah.
Solid spot. They got a cool bar down there. We played Jenga. Big Jenga, drunk Jenga, whatever you want to call it.
It's giant Jenga.
Giant Jenga.
Yeah.
Jenga.
I've also played drunk Jenga. You were there for my Halloween party where I had that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where you pull it out and it has little things you're supposed to say, like your biggest fear in life or whatever.
Yeah. And then one of my favorite ones is if you don't do what the thing says, you have to take my friend's as a shot or a sip of your drink or whatever. My favorite one she wrote was go home.
Had I pulled that, I'd been like,
darn, oh, gotta go. But yeah, so we had giant Jenga and we did Christmas and our holiday party, and it was really nice.
Yeah, it was a fun time. So folks, this week on the podcast, I've got basically a behind the scenes look for you. While we go on the road, we were in Eau Claire over the weekend. Adam Gruhl from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades and my collaborator on our new album, Dive Bar Dinner, was there. And we talk about the new album a bit, give you a little insight onto that. And then also Dante Williams is my producer over here at Cripes Inc. He is joining the podcast. And Bill Doucette, who you've seen from the Boston videos and a ton of other videos we've done, he is on there as well. So it's kind of an in and out of the green room. Bill's sort of in and out. He was helping out with merch. Dante was in and out. He was helping Bill out with helping merch. And then me and Adam were there consistently the whole time.
It's reminiscent of, Adam's been on the podcast before. So is Bill a couple different times. It's reminiscent of Cripescast Snowed In, where it's like a rotating mic.
Oh, yeah.
So this might be one that if you're listening right now, not on Spotify or on YouTube, maybe you want to watch because you might be confused a little bit if that's, or do you guys do a good job?
I don't think there's a whole lot of confusion in the voices, though.
Okay.
I mean, I think because Bill, I was thinking about that too, but they all have very different voices.
It was funny last night, Dante was talking crap to Anya, pulling a piece or whatever. And she goes, shut up, Charlie. So you and that's where I'm like, you and Dante might have a little
maybe
bit of
me and Dante do sound similar
in some ways. But I'm just saying that would have been a fun way to push the video podcast. But if you don't want to, that's fine.
Oh, I like how you're pushing the video podcast.
It's just an idea.
That's very good producing skills on that, Kelly. And that was really good.
Anyway, but yeah, so you guys had the shows in Eau Claire and then you have a little bit of a break.
Yeah, got a little break and then new tour dates next year coming up.
Yep.
So, if you're looking to get someone some for Christmas, just get some tickets or whatever.
By the time this comes out, it's probably too late for you to buy a gift that'll ship on time.
Yeah.
So what we recommend is just getting tickets to Charlie Barron's.
What we recommend. Yeah.
Nothing, 9 out of 10 doctors also agree.
Nothing says I love you like I just Googled this present. So.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
If you want to get those tickets, just check out KripesCast.com. Click on the tour section. And if you want to know what life is like backstage, here is my conversation with Dante Williams, Bill Doucette, and Adam Gruhl. Hey, folks, welcome to another edition of the KripesCast. Today, you are joining us in the green room in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We've got a couple shows this weekend at the Pablo Center, and I am joined this week by you're getting the behind-the-scenes look at what goes on tour. I've got, to my left, Bill Doucette. Billy Deuce, you've seen him in a lot of my videos. Our videos,
yep.
A lot of great collabs from the Robert De Niro to the Boston guy in Wisconsin.
Yep.
We'll get to more deeper questions on that in a second. But Bill, okay. Any first thoughts for the audience here?
No, not too much to say. We're here in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Eau Claire, yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Nice area.
It is a nice area.
Great green room here.
Yeah, it is. You're drinking yourself. We don't have Lineys up here somehow, but they stock the coolers with Coors Light.
Coors.
Which is in the Molson Coors family.
So, yes, it's
all good. Anyway, I'll keep going around the horn here. We've got Adam Gruhl. Adam, you got a little stuff in your beard right there?
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Tinsel.
Got it. A little tinsel in the beard.
Yeah.
That's all right. You got it taken care of. Adam Gruhl, ladies and gentlemen, from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. He and I have a new album out called Dive Bar Dinner, which you can purchase on KripesCast.com. And it's a real humdinger. Adam, any further plug you want to give the album right off the top here, guys?
You know, I like it. I think it's nice music, Americana music, which is, you know, basically unsuccessful country music is what it is.
And,
well, as far as what I'd like to say right now, I was walking through the streets. Eau Claire has music. Place like, and you kind of are looking around trying to figure out where it's coming from, and it's not particularly apparent.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dante Williams, he is a producer here at Cripes Inc. He is a tour manager, wears a lot of different hats and does a hell of a job. Dante, any further intro you want to give yourself?
I feel like it should have been longer.
I was expecting
a longer intro for the amount of stuff I do for you.
Give the people just a sense of, you know, I think there are some people out there that actually think I do this all on my own. I correct the record anytime it's brought up, just so you know. But give the people a sense of what is involved in working for this place.
It's a lot. You'll probably need a therapist eventually once you're a certain ways down the road.
Eventually?
Another one?
A second one to correct all the stuff the first one says to me.
Okay.
But no, Charlie doesn't do a lot of this by himself. We have a great team. There's four of us.
There's more than that. There's
Dante. There's Colleen.
Dante, Colleen, Anna, John, Molly, myself. Molly. So six total.
Six. Okay.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Math was never my strong
suit. Well, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I've
Bill,
always known we weren't totally part of the team in any way. Yeah.
What's that?
I never felt like I was really part of the team, and that's clarified it.
Yeah.
We're going strictly off.
Go to the bar.
The W2s. Yeah. You know what, guys? Don't go to the bar.
There's so many cool little dive bars I just noticed too in town. I'd like to stop at every one of them after hearing what you just said.
Oh my gosh. All right, let me
Merry
clarify.
Christmas, everybody.
Let me clarify. Cripes Inc. is the company under which there are six people working there. Bill is kind of his own entity doing his own social channels, and Adam is his own entity doing his own social channels. So, you know, but you guys are very much so part of this podcast. So, you know.
It's kind of stepkids.
Can I plug one of my channels real quick?
Yeah, Bill, go ahead. Plug your channel.
Check me out on OnlyFans, Billy Deuce 86. Got some cool stuff coming out this week.
Bill, do you actually have an OnlyFans?
There's only one way to find out.
There is.
Oh, it's not sexual. I'm really into fans, like the appliance.
That would be really funny if you made an OnlyFans and just took a bunch of fan pics.
Yeah.
It'd be very fitting because there's only one person on this earth that can get into a cold truck after a full night of sitting outside and unthaw the windows faster than the defrost.
Did he say unthaw? Right.
He did say
unthaw. I said unthaw. Very accurate. Bill is a very big fan of fans as well. Like, I remember this one time Bill was staying in the duplex in the upstairs bedroom, and the air conditioning was turned down to 59 degrees, and there were two box fans that he didn't bother to turn any of this off, by the way. So after about a day, I went back in there and just saw that my electricity bill was going to be through the duplex roof.
Well, you got solar panels on that roof, though, so
now
it's pretty much free.
Now I do have solar panels, but back then it was just the old-fashioned...
Wisconsin energy.
Wisconsin energy.
It's hard to be a hot guy, Bill.
It is.
You know, and we were in here earlier, and we were all in, like, our winter puffy coats. And, you know, we had literally just said...
Bill was visibly
sweating. We literally just said it was super cold in the green room, and Billy walks in, he's like, God, it's hotter than...
Yeah. Well, you know,
he gets offended when you tell him that it's cold and the place that he's sweating.
But it offsets my impact on climate change because I don't need to use heat at all. My heat's not been on yet at my apartment.
Really?
It might be a pipe. There might be a pipe issue down the road. But you know, that's what plumbers are for. I don't own the place. They can't prove it was off. I'll turn it on before the landlord comes over.
Yeah. Well now they can.
Adam, can we discuss our new album? That's a topic of conversation we want to get out there. For those of you who don't know, Adam Gruhl and I, we have a group called Barons and Gruhl. And we had one album come out in 2020 called Unthawed. This is our second album called Dive Bar Dinner. And yeah, what was that process like working with Charlie on that?
Well, you know, I feel like, you know, our idea, you know, when we became buddies and also wanted to do some work together, our idea was that you kind of teach me comedy stuff and I kind of teach you music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to see how that's developed through the years because, you know, working on Unthawed, the album from 2020, you know, you were just literally learning like cadence with vocals and I mean like things like tempo, you know, and of course, you know, pitch slowly comes along too. So it was interesting.
Slowly is the key word.
For everybody though, you know, I mean, for, you know, me and Billy too, you know, Billy's a great, great musician and it didn't just come out of thin air, you know, you really had to grind through it to kind of get an understanding of it. So anyhow, I've seen, you know, this last album, Dive Bar Dinner, it was pretty easy, I'd say, you know, getting the vocals. Like, in a lot of ways, it was fun, which is the place you want to get to. Like, you know, for me now, doing a little bit of stand-up, I'm finally getting to the place where I feel, like, excited to do it, not, like, terrified to walk on stage, you know? Yeah. And that's what you want, you know? That's what makes it fun. That's where the joy, you know, comes from.
And I'll say this, it's been really cool watching you develop your stand-up, and actually, Bill, watching your stand-up develop over the past couple of years too. Like it's cool to see you guys grow on stage. And I know I'm always like off side stage. Like as soon as you walk off, I'm like, all right, so here's what I'm doing. Which probably isn't helpful.
No, I think it is. I think it is.
But here's my question for you, Adam. If I were to say you are as good at comedy as I am at singing, would you be offended?
No, I'd feel good about that.
Nice.
I really would.
We were talking about this on the ride here, and we were debating whether or not you were going to get pissed off.
No.
What I wanted to do is come in and, Adam, you know what? I really like your comedy. I think you're almost as good at comedy as I am at singing. And then I wanted to walk out of the room and just have these guys tell me how you reacted to that.
I wanted Adam's comeback to be, yeah, and I didn't even spend $1,000 on singing lessons.
I did. By the way, shout out to Dot Todman, my vocal coach, who has stuck with me despite my on and off practicing. That's really what it is. I don't practice.
Can you sing me a C?
A C? Yeah.
Let's just give it a shot.
Hang on. Let me see.
I have no idea, by the way. I do not have relative pitch.
Oh, you don't? Perfect pitch is where you can hit any note.
Yeah, you can sing a note if someone's like, give me a B, you know?
But then relative would be like, if you give me a C, I can give you a D.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the idea.
Yeah, that's why they have the guys come up with the little tuning things.
Little pitch pipes.
Music, and I'm just learning how to relate music to like what I know about comedy. And it's like a slow, meticulous process. Mm. And consequently, I've had a lot of bombs, as you were.
Well, ditto. I mean, one thing that comes to mind is both of those are some sort of Zen flow thing. And, you know, it's interesting you bring this up because I noticed this several times this weekend on stage where I caught myself leaving the Zen place.
Yeah.
Beginning to concern myself with like even thinking, what if I forget what bit this leads into? And it's like, oh my God, if you let that unravel, you will not be able to continue in any way. It's like the entire thing is messed up. And with music, if you practice and you run a song enough or you think about your bits enough, it seems easier to achieve that Zen and just have fun. So it's like you do the work in advance, and then when you get to the performance, then I feel like you can feel the space and feel the energy in a room and work within that versus that like almost energy sucking activity of trying to recall things that are, you know, in the back of your mind instead of the front of your mind.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing where you want to have your comedy and your music so well rehearsed and practiced beforehand that memorizing the notes or knowing where you are musically, that's second nature. And then all you are trying to do is just be in that moment and live in that moment. It's a thing that comes naturally to some, and then to some others, it just takes like a lot of like tearing off layers of like insecurity and stuff to get to where you gotta go. Bill, when you do stand up, you have like a pretty natural thing for it, you know?
Thanks, man.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I feel like a natural grasp towards comedy, generally speaking, you know? So like when you go up there, do you feel yourself kind of falling into that place of, I don't know where this next bit is, or how do you handle that?
Sometimes, it depends on the circumstance. Like, you know, if we're doing a show where I don't have to do merch, I have a little more time to like drink more and no, I have a little more time to just kind of think and stuff. But coming from merch, sometimes I'm like wrapping up a transaction and I run back here, take a quick pee, and I'm out there. And sometimes that's a little scary, but it always ends up the same. I mean, it's I think having been a musician before doing this, it helps because I don't really have any stage fright issues or anything like that.
Do you find this, there's a relationship between singing and doing stand-up comedy?
Yeah, there's a lot of common ground there. I mean, just because it's entertainment and performing, you know.
What's more scary to you, Bill? That situation you just described of having to run out on stage with no preparation, or us taking you to a packed bar?
Oh yeah, so I don't like being in crowds. I don't know what we figured out. It was some sort of phobia. We also found out there's a phobia of phobias.
A phobia.
Phobophobia. But I'm a not arachnophobic.
What's the fear of unreasonably small beer cups like we had last night? That was driving.
That's
me.
That's just being rational.
It was driving me bonkers how small those. So this bar we were at. Shout out to The Joint. It's actually a lovely bar.
Yeah, you just got to order four really at a time, fun. Man. We didn't realize.
I mean, I don't know how many beers I had last night because is that one third of a beer that?
It's a very German thing, I think, like just little beers. And I think the idea is that you just order like four or five and kind of hand them out to friends or power drink them all
to your face.
Yeah, Bill, you really parked yourself at the bar, and you were being very attentive to everyone's drinking needs. But
you were the gatekeeper.
I do get nervous in big crowds. I don't know what it is. I've always been that way. I didn't even like going to crowded bars in college. It's just part of it is like it's always a tiny men's room, and you got to wait to go in there. And then like if you are lucky enough that there's three or four urinals, there's always a bunch of guys in there. There's a line. I do get stage fright in that circumstance.
So you must not like the trough then.
Not a trough guy either.
No.
But, I can loosen up. I ended up having a really good time last night.
I love the trough.
I like the trough.
I like the trough too. It's kind of like, I would imagine in the wild, you know, you have four male turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one female turkey. The female turkey isn't in the bathroom, but we're all displaying our feathers. The trough.
That's a very interesting analogy for a trough, Dante. Potentially problematic if we extrapolate it out, but you know what?
When's the last time you saw a trough for pissing? I mean,
Camp Randall's got one. Yeah. A lot of dive bars still have the troughs.
The Caboo is in Minneapolis.
It can either make you feel really good about yourself or you need to go see a doctor.
It is fun to make the jokes, though, urinal jokes, like you unzip and then you go, ooh, water's cold. Or you go, what's the other one? It's like, this is where all the hang out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a classic.
Nice
That's
watch.
A good one.
Yeah, speaking nice of which, Dante and I met at a Packers game at the urinal.
At the urinal.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We were in the same suite.
Uh-huh.
I knew who he was, but I was too scared to talk to him because he was there with friends, Mike Feldman.
Yeah.
This is the origin story.
Here's the origin story
of how me and Dante met.
I went pee. No one else in there. There's the huge line of urinals. I'm peeing, in walks this character, goes, he follows the unwritten rule. He doesn't go next to me.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. If he went next to you.
Not right next to me, but one over. But there was clearly 15 open urinals.
So he could have went way away.
He was
looking for a hey.
He was. And he looks over at me midstream and goes, hey, you're in the suite, right?
Yeah. You were seeking a friend.
What happened was I was a little intoxicated and I was at that moment of where like, I know this guy because I saw him in the suite. So I didn't want to be rude at this point.
Oh,
you know,
go far away.
Well,
because that wouldn't be right either, would it?
See, here's the thing. If you go to a urinal and one guy is kind of in a place and you're going several urinals down, like you're hiding something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wanted to, you know, didn't want to make Dante uncomfortable, but I also didn't want him to think I was hiding like something.
You want to establish a little bit of dominance.
Yeah.
You should have come up behind him and just like rubbed his shoulders and been like, I've got a job opening at my company. And Dante, needless to say, would not be here.
Yeah, probably not. But Dante and I, we stayed in touch after that game, probably for like a year, right? Because we were chit-chatting. You had a job, or you were still in college, and then you got a job. And I was trying to figure out my company as I still...
Are we allowed to get up for another beer?
Yeah, Billy, go have a beer. Just take your mic pack with you, pal.
Okay.
So anyways, Dante, well, it's been great having you on board.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun.
Has it?
It sure has.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun. We better have some fun to balance out the chaos of the deal.
Yeah.
And so that's good. And it's been a pleasure having you on. I'm impressed, Dante, because you came from a business background. Ooh. And, you know, that's initially why I was talking to you on it. Because like business stuff has always been, you know, I'm a space cadet. So, but it's been nice bringing you on because you bring that business expertise, but then also you've just got a good attitude and like all the stuff of like shooting you learned, editing you learned, and you've become really great at it. So
Dante is, if I may be so bold as to praise Dante for a moment. Dante is very organized, very, punctual and mature. You're 26?
I'm 26.
26. I'm 27. And like, I still feel like he's way more mature than me. Mm-hmm. 37. I'll be 37 tomorrow.
Happy early birthday. Yeah,
happy early birthday, Billy Boy.
And happy birthday to Keith Richards, Christina Aguilera, and Katie Holmes as well tomorrow.
Nice.
Wow. You have the same birthday as Keith Richards?
Yeah. Bunch of other people too. It's weird.
I have the same birthday.
I think people were getting busy in March because there's a lot of babies born around December and stuff.
Springtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that first hit of nice air.
But he is extremely essential and does a lot of stuff. And our age difference should be the other way around. He should be looking to me for advice. But sometimes I find myself asking Dante, what do I do in this situation? Mm-hmm. I also would not trust anybody else to drive the vehicle, not even myself.
Well, this is no really lovely, guys. This is a
this is great.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, I got Billy Boy's glow on.
My battery is low, but I got to go sell merch.
All right, Billy.
Well, somebody has to pay for all this stuff.
Bill, thank. By the way, Bill, thank you for selling merch at these shows. Really appreciate you.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, handle a lot there.
I'm taking a lot of pictures out there with people and.
Awesome.
Giving away a lot of free stuff and pocketing the cash.
Good luck, buddy. Thank you, Billy. Appreciate you.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Busy roads.
AAA says a majority of travelers, nearly 104 million people, will drive to their holiday destinations this year. That's the second highest projected number on record after 108 million people hit the roads for the holidays back in 2019.
ABC's Ike Ajachi and crowded airports. The TSA screening more than 2.76 million passengers on Friday, with those numbers expected to jump as we get even closer to Christmas. Rescuers and hospital officials in Gaza say more than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, were killed in Israeli airstrikes on two homes. And today, the Israeli military says its troops arrested hundreds of alleged militants in Gaza over the past week and transferred more than 200 of them to Israel for further interrogation. A new report from the Commerce Department shows that inflation is slowing down thanks to falling prices and a resilient job market. The news boosting hopes of an interest rate cut from the Fed that could come as soon as March. This is ABC News.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with an 80-53 victory over Chicago State. The Badgers wearing undershirts that said hashtag Walt Strong in honor of their 24-year-old former teammate Walt McRory, who died last weekend of bone cancer. The Badgers' Stephen Crowell.
I think it was huge for us as a program. Obviously, it's the least we could do for them and their family, but just knowing Walt, he was a great guy. And like I said, the least we could do is go out and play hard and get a win for him tonight and honor him before the game. So
Marquette won their game 81-51 over Georgetown. NFL, is there any chance the Packers will underestimate the 2-12 Panthers in Carolina? Quarterback Jordan Love.
I mean, I don't think, you know, bouncing back after two losses, I definitely don't think we're going to be underestimating anybody. So, you know, I think we're going to come out Sunday with our best foot forward. You know, I think just the stretch of games we've had, losing two tough ones, we're ready to bounce back, and we're definitely not about to take this game for granted.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with fog and drizzle today. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy showers late tonight, our low 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, a high of 50. More rain, maybe mixing with a little snow tomorrow night into Christmas Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would be... Okay, and this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, folks, it's me, Charlie Behrens, and you're listening to the Kripescast on Civic Media. Here is my conversation from the green room in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I'm talking with Adam Gruhl from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, Dante Williams, my producer, and Bill Doucette, my comedic collaborator. Adam, Dive Bar Dinner, it is out. It's been released. How do you feel about it?
I feel great about it, man. It's nice to share it with the world now, like... You know, we started, you know, our journey as pals, kind of, you know, trying to teach one another about comedy and music respectfully. And, you know, in 2020, when we kicked it off, you were like real green with the music creation, you know, with the stuff like, you know, singing in tempo and, you know, things that people just get better at over time. And likewise, you know, I'm still learning, trying to learn stand up stuff, but it's been cool to see the way that grows over time. And now with Dive Bar Dinner, like, I think you did a super great job, you know, laying down all the vocals. It was fun in the process.
Yeah, man, it was a lot of fun for me too. Like, you know, so many of these songs were written in green rooms too. Like, Dante, were you at the show in was it Peoria? Where was it where Adam was on the keys?
Yeah.
Did you do that show, Peoria?
When was this?
This was, it was a Don show.
It might have been a Don show, and I think it might have been Rockford.
Was it Rockford?
There was a street party outside.
There was a street party outside.
I don't remember this, but a lot of these blend together at this point.
Okay. Well, for the folks at home, that basically there was a piano in the green room. Adam just started playing like this ballad, and he was like, dun 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 dun. And that was sort of the basis. And then I pulled out my phone, I recorded that, and he came up with a verse chorus. And then from that, we just came up with Dive Bar, or the song Keep Her Moving. And in this green room, I want to say 2 years ago now, we were riffing the song. Was it for Midwest Goodbye? It was. It was for Midwest Goodbye. That was in this green room 2 years ago.
That was born here.
Yeah, I was like, hope you packed your sleeping bags.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was
And
right
I was
here.
Playing it as a blues song.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
hope
yeah.
You packed your sleeping. Yeah. Whoa. We got to tell the crowd about that. This is where it was born.
Yeah, we should.
Born in the green room.
What's funny about this is Adam and I were both thinking about what song we could play in Eau Claire that we hadn't played the last time. And we both were like, no, we played Midwest Goodbye here, you know, because we, and then we just both believed that. And yet we hadn't even written that song.
Wild.
I know.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, you know, things run like, I've noticed that theme in life, that things have a peculiar way of running circles. Like location wise and stuff, like I'll end up in the same place, like in the same month, or sometimes the same week of the year, or like, you know, some sort of life theme I'll notice happens again at a certain time. It's just, you know, it's well documented that life has that thing.
That is weird, because 2 years ago, October 8th, you had your show in London. This year, October 8th, Las Vegas. Oh, yeah. So October 8th next year.
Who knows? And those were two big shows.
I mean, two huge shows.
And Dante, you've been like on the road behind the camera. You're filming all the shows, you know. And so kind of a question for you. You've seen Adam from Adam has grown like as a comedian. Adam has taught me to grow as a singer. And then I've taught him to grow as a comedian. And you've seen sort of his transition over the years. Like, and also my transition in comedy. Like, what's it like for the guy behind the camera? Because Dante always comes back to the green room. I'm like, how was it? You know, Dante's the voice I trust on that because he's in the back of the room. He can hear, you know, you can kind of force some laughs from the front because people know you can see them.
Yeah.
And they may feel a little awkward not laughing. But really, the true tell is from the back where people don't have that social impulse to laugh politely. So you kind of always get it. What have you kind of noticed, I guess, if anything, from like our sets as they sort of progress, you know? Or
I kind of feel like a dad watching his two kids just grow up and get better at the sport or the activity that they really love, and all the practice they're putting in is it's showing.
Yeah, thanks. Of course,
producer daddy.
Yeah, you know, with Adam, his quote unquote stand up set at first was just him telling a story about how he was in college and ate too much cheese,
overdosed on cheese inside of him. Yeah.
And now it's, you know, it's grown from that, which got a couple laughs, you know, nothing crazy, to, you know, a few jokes throughout your set that are, they're crushing. People are laughing out loud, and you don't lean on the music as much anymore in your opening act as you did. And I think it shows that Papa Charles over here is giving you some good pointers.
I mean, it's, I think about that sometimes, how, you know, it's really a luck thing and a gift to be able to learn from anybody who's really, really, you know, talented at their craft or has put the time into their craft to understand the ins and the outs. Like, you know, for me to get to learn from you on this stuff, you've put however many insane amounts of time and thought and hours into your craft. So you can convey things so effectively in very few sentences, you know, and that's what I think people get better at the more that they understand things, is how to effectively communicate what actually matters. Like, this is how you grow because this and this.
Yeah.
Like, we were having a phone call recently and I was telling you about like a piece of my, you know, show that wasn't working, and you're like, well, that's because da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I took it to heart, rehearsed it a couple of times, walked on stage, and it crushed. And it was just amazing to me how you could look at what I was trying to say, tweak things, simplify them, and then say, that's probably it. And then boom, it was. I mean, it blows my mind, you know?
Well, and also right back to you, you know, with the singing stuff, I mean, it's the kind of thing where you tell me the same things over and over and over again. And at some point it clicks, you know, and I find myself saying the same things over and over again to, you know, people trying to do comedy in some respect or another. And then at some point it clicks. And I think it's good that I'm doing it with music, because that allows you to not have the frustration of, I've said this before, because you can look at yourself and you're like, I can't hear it.
Yeah.
I can't hear it when it's coming from a musical perspective. I think I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it. And I know I'm not doing it, and I'm frustrated it's not working. Eventually, though, I listen to what you're saying again, and I hear it a different way. And so it's almost a humbling thing, because like the human mind is hearing things, but it's hearing things from just the perspective you've allowed yourself to have.
Right.
And so the more you get told it, the more it slowly opens up a little bit. And that's helped me over time with singing, coming from you, coming from Dot Todman, who's my voice coach, who's also been on the podcast. You guys should check that out. But she said the same things over and over. And just now, after years, some of it's starting to click. And so it just kind of keeps you humble in this.
Well, and it's even, you know, even with respect to the trades that, you know, you and I are each focused on, you know, for me and singing and music, I know that in the last 2 years of my life, you know, I've been doing this since I was 12, performing out. I know that in the last 2 years, several boxes, crucial boxes of whether it's singing and how I can effectively do that or performance, many crucial boxes have opened in the last 2 years of my life. And at this point, I'm, you know, whatever, almost, you know, over 20 years into it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, you get start to get an understanding why there's these legends, you know, somebody like Leonard Cohen, you know, or Bob Weir, you know, the Rolling Stones, they're just announced they're going to do another US tour. It makes you understand how those people are so incredibly talented, despite being pretty old. Like, they don't have the energy, but they have an incredible amounts of wisdom and tools in their toolbox to be able to effectively do their trade.
Yeah.
It's wild. It is. Think about it.
Yeah. I mean, the time is definitely a real gift in all of that. And to kind of wrap up the album thing and to let people know about, we've got a lot of fun songs on there. There's some comedy on it. It's kind of like half comedy and just half songs that, you know, we really just enjoyed. So there's some like sweet songs on it. There's some funny songs. You know, I am partial to the Keep Her Moving song just because that's been like, you know, a part of like my brand for a while. And but that one's not even really a funny song. It's just a song about like, honestly, like missing home when you're on the road all the time. Or we've got the song Get to Where You're Going, which is a really cool.
That was written in Duluth, in the Green Room in Duluth.
Yeah, so many. We should just call this album The Green Room because we wrote all these songs in the green room. But that's kind of the fun thing about being on the road. Like, you're in these green rooms. Right now we're shooting this during a break between two shows that we have. And that's just where like you're kind of bored and, you know, we got a guitar around, we just mess around with it. And it's fun to see where that creativity goes.
And, you know, I thought that that was cool, Chuck, that, you know, certainly people may expect a purely like musical comedy type record from you for obvious reasons. But I think what happened with us was partially because of the willingness for us both to kind of go with a certain flow that occurs. We found that in writing, that process took us to a broad spectrum of places. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that in our heads, both of us were like, okay, let's write funny songs. But depending on our mood or the space we were in or what we had going on in life, the art we created went in different paths. Yeah. And instead of saying, well, I don't know, this isn't funny, you more often than not were like, yeah, but you know what? I really like it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was totally the right move because, you know, as we all know, like, life is a broad spectrum of experiences, some of which are comical, some of which are sad, some of which are, you know, nostalgic. And so I liked that with this record. I feel like Dive Bar Dinner is a good expression of what it is to be human.
Yeah. Oh, is Billy Deuce calling?
Billy's calling.
Yeah, answer that.
Hey, Bill.
No.
Yeah, I will come out there.
All right. Dante is taking a quick leave from this deal, and Adam and I will...
I'll be back.
We'll finish chit-chatting about the album, and then we'll chit-chat with you more, Dante. But, yeah, man, I really like that because, you know, like, I know we had the conversation about... And frankly, I think the album could probably be more commercially successful, you know, if like we had super funny songs on. But I feel like what I do day in and day out is make comedy videos on a pretty like fast-paced basis, which I love. I love that, and it's fun. And there are some comedy songs on this, but like I just wanted to, like, I've always loved music, and I've always loved like Bob Dylan specifically, and like a lot of those singer songwriters like John Prine. Mm-hmm. And with John Prine, you know, in his regard, he would have very funny things that weren't necessarily laugh out loud funny, but it was just like, it's like almost this observational, clever is the wrong word. Comedians hate the word clever because it's like, instead of ha ha ha. And as comedians, we thrive off of ha ha ha. But I think like the poignant stuff that John Prine wrote was real inspiration. And I don't know if any of these songs hit that, and I don't really care, but that's something I love, and so I wanted to reflect it on some of these songs.
And you've often said that like you do music because it's something that you enjoy, right? And I mean, didn't you say, you know, as a young lad you had a yearning to do music possibly more so than comedy, and that's part of why you're fulfilling this, why we're doing these records. And
yeah, I mean, definitely. I think initially, you know, after I got done wanting to be a baseball player and a football player.
Yeah.
Before that, a paleontologist. You know?
Before that?
Yeah. I wanted to be, because I saw Jurassic Park. Actually, I wanted to be an archaeologist, but I thought archaeologists were paleontologists. So I wanted to be an archaeologist, thinking I'd be digging up dinosaur bones. I didn't learn out later that that was a paleontologist.
Dude, we should go that place that we go to.
In Wyoming?
In Wyoming. There's a spot right there that's a giant archaeological site. We should go there.
That would be cool. I love that. And Wyoming's a whole other conversation.
That is. Well, yeah.
Adam and I went hiking in the Bighorn
Backpacking.
Mountains. Backpacking, not hiking. We were out in the bush for a few days, and that was just an amazing
experience
altogether. There's just something about being 10 miles away from 10 miles of like a hard ass hike away from any sort of possibility of getting a ride to a hospital three hours away.
Yeah. You know? Well, nothing bad happened. In fact, everything was incredibly pleasant and neat. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of what one of the strangest things that happened up there was. But you know what? We found ourselves. I think what we found, you know, and I think I had said to you for a long time, like, hey man, you should come out to Wyoming and just take a break midsummer from your mm-hmm. life and just see what doors it opens. Because, you know, I'm a big proponent of giving some time to yourself to get out into nature, to kind of pump the brakes on the chaos of life. And to some degree, your obligations. I mean, you know, I'm sure your listeners know that, you know, that you work really hard. But, you know, I know you're of my friends that are hardworking humans, yeah, and of which are many, you are at the top of that list. So I think it's important that, you know, everybody out there, listeners too, I'm sure there's a lot of really hardworking humans that are listening, man, take that break and get out, maybe turn off your cell phone for a couple of days and do a hike with a buddy and laugh about rock formations and, you know, try to catch some golden trout. And, you know, it's a fun thing to get to do that. It's also just really healthy for you, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it really was. And, you know, I was supposed to go out a couple of years ago. I was writing that book and I ended up having to cancel because I had to rewrite that book in a matter of that week. And so it was nice to finally do it. And also just physically and mentally, it puts you through a different kind of endurance, you know, and it puts you away from your phone and sort of that brings up a certain kind of anxiety, which, you know, I'm not necessarily happy with, you know, that.
Yeah, you certainly had like a little bit of that at first, like, you know, is the ship that I'm steering running into an iceberg right now as I'm not there?
yeah. But, you know, all of it worked out fine. And that's sort of the thing, is like, we think we need to be so attached to these deals. And so any time to get a break from it is good. And to kind of back up from that for a second, just to finish this sort of album
conversation,
is just like, it's been a real joy to like learn music and have the opportunity to learn it with you and have you guide me along with it. And so I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Well, likewise, man, it's a two-way street. And, you know, people are always asking like, you know, well, what's it like working with Charlie? And, you know, to me, we're mostly really good buddies.
Yeah.
So that kind of informs the job that we have to do to some degree, where it never really feels all that much like work, you know. Yeah. And that's a pleasant thing to accomplish in life. That's, to me, you know, I think the dream changes, you know, from person to person. But a big part of the quote unquote dream for me is working for my livelihood in such a way where I'm doing it with people who I truly enjoy being around.
Yeah.
Doing something I truly enjoy doing. If you can somehow figure out how to accomplish that, I don't know what better quote unquote dream there is.
No. Right? I mean, in a lot of respects, not to be cliche, we are already living said dream.
Damn right.
So it's cool, man. Dive Bar Dinner, folks. You can get it. Kripescast.com. Click on the merch section. It'll be up there. Been a pleasure, my man. And not to, we're not ending here. I just want to shift over to Dante now. Everything good with Bill out there?
I'm back. There's some Wi-Fi issues.
Wi-Fi as usual. Issues.
Yeah.
Mercury's in Gatorade.
Mercury is in Gatorade. All right. So Dante, we're wrapping up here. What do we basically are going back tomorrow? And what do we have coming on for Cripes? These
next couple of weeks,
yeah,
as far as videos or shows. I don't know.
What are you most excited about, Dante, coming
up? I'm excited for just the Christmas season break from doing shows.
Yeah.
And then just get in the right headspace, and then we'll come back after the new year, and we're going to hit it hard.
Yeah, we are.
Hit it hard in spring. We're going all over the U.S.
It's going to be cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Adam, yeah. You're coming.
Yes.
What's our first stop after... in January, we're going to Scenic. Our first stop after Christmas is Scenic, North Dakota.
Scenic, North Dakota. Yep.
Grand Forks. And then we're going to go to Fargo and hang out with Miles, the You Betcha guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Do 4 shows in Fargo.
Oh.
And then where are we going from there?
Go to Dempsey's Pub.
Dempsey's?
I've been to Dempsey's.
I like whacking beers at Dempsey's.
I like whacking beers at Dempsey's. Adam is always about whacking the beers, you know? Any sort of thing. Should we whack a beer and talk about the album? Let's go, you know, let's decompress. We'll whack a couple beers, maybe go fishing, you know? It'll be fun, Dante. We got a lot of cool things. And we were just in New York. That was a good time.
It was mostly a good time.
Dante has this thing in London and New York somehow. Oh, and
London was just, I got sick in London.
Oh.
Not from food. That one time we were with Dustin out in Spokane.
Shout out Dustin Nickerson.
Shout out to Dustin Nickerson. Check him out. He's a great comedian. Opens for Taylor Tomlinson. I took a walk that night after our show to this Mexican restaurant. There were some sketchy subjects in this restaurant late at night. Uh-huh. And I ordered a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed safe. Few bites in, immediately just started sweating.
Oh.
Run to my bathroom. All of it comes out.
Oh.
All of it.
Ugh.
I was this close from calling you to take me to the ER.
Oh,
because I felt so
Yeah.
And that's what happened in New York. The day of your show on last Sunday, I went to Chinatown that morning because I wanted to experience New York City Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Ate at a restaurant. Food was great. And my stomach hurt about 5 minutes after I left that restaurant.
Oh,
and
boy.
I just started puking in my hotel.
But Sid ate the same stuff as you.
Yeah,
Sid
ate the same stuff as me. She was fine. So I don't know what happened. But I made it to your show.
Yeah.
And
this was Dante at the show. Like, he was between sets, just like sleeping in his hoodie.
Just not well.
No, yeah. Not well.
But I'm glad I made it because I got to meet someone I really wanted to meet.
Yeah.
He was on the podcast last week.
Yeah, Neve.
Yeah, great. I got to meet Neve and Laura. And then after that, I left immediately because I felt so horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sorry that happened. Well, hopefully in 2024, there's no food poisoning.
No food poisoning.
You know, one time. We were here in Eau Claire at the Mousetrap Bar, which is a notorious small music venue. And this was right at the beginning of the Horseshoes days. So it must be 2010, 2011. It was around this time of year. I know it's cold. I want to say it was December. Things run in circles. and Colin had been complaining about being ill during the day. And, you know, Colin's, he's our fiddler. He's a real tough fella, you know? And he's like, no, I'll play the show. And he's playing the show and he looks like he's white looking, like, you know, you touch his head and it's like, this dude's got a fever, you know? And the show wasn't well attended. We were really young, you know, and we're up there playing and, you know, I'm singing and I sort of notice the fiddle has stopped. And I look over and out of the corner of my eye, Colin has just set down his fiddle on top of a table and he's just gone to sleep right on the stage. Colin, he's straight up asleep on the stage in his normal fiddle playing position. He's just asleep on the ground. And I remember looking over at Russell and going like, what's going on? And he just responded with, I don't know. And we just kept playing.
Yeah, well, here's to good health in 2024.
Yeah, true that, man.
Well, thank you all for listening. This was an excerpt from the Green Room on the road.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.